agenda earlier.
Well, yeah. And it's supposed to be on site. Every time they schedule it, it's rain.
Yeah.
Let's on.
Let's just
have a meeting.
Or have a conference call meeting with all three like they did before.
Yeah, just do a conference call. Just,
is that what you want me to
yeah.
do?
That saves them a two-hour drive here and a two-hour
drive.
Just say,
can we have a conference call at the same time?
Now, unless you want them to see the flooded water.
She doesn't. She wants to do whatever we said to do.
Ask them how the water's not.
Whatever you want to do so you can go upstairs, that's what you want to do. How about a conference call instead, guys?
Okay.
Conference call at the same starting time.
And we can ask about the other issue rather than me getting in touch with them.
Correct.
At
we'll just
the same
make it
time.
A conference call all together.
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
All right, thank you.
Tammy.
All right, we're ready.
12 minutes
for
late, but better late than ever.
Tammy, or yours. Microphone, please. Or sit next to Bob. Or
no, Bob's going to come over here. No, Bob, come over here. Just come over here and sit for a second. It's about this biosolids application. I got to ask you a question or two.
I don't know. You're doing phone tree, too. So. Okay. You wanted to talk about the phone tree, the auto attendant. And so that's what I'm on the agenda for.
Right.
The sheet that I gave you at the update meeting, I know, Danny, you had big concerns about the whole thing, the whole system, and you wanted to talk about, well, we need to add the collector's office to the paper and everything. So I didn't know what you had decided on that. It's set up. The phone tree is set up and ready to go. All I have to do is know who you want on what numbers, and I've been taught how to do that now, and how to do the recordings and things like that. So CenturyTel was here. Darren was here one day and taught me how to build the phone trees.
Good.
And maintain them and things like that. So we're ready for that if you will just give me the list of who you want where, and I had started out with that one, if that's still what you want to do. So.
Okay, get me back up to speed. This is our 332-1900 phone tree.
Yes.
There's multiple steps in this process. The 332-1900 needs to come back to one phone number here. And what this would do is would affect the county clerk because it's logical that the 546-7200 really needs to be the county main number. So the county clerk would lose her main number. And I'm saying the old words that no one wants to hear, but the 7200 would have to become the county's number and the county clerk would have to get a new number because that phone tree has to be hooked onto a main number. So that's the first thing is we have to make that change. And then the second thing is it makes sense to have a phone tree unless we're going to have a live body. Now, we all want a live body. We just don't want to pay for a live body.
Right.
So because of that, that's where the tree comes into place. This decision will make the county clerk have to change the county clerk. And then we then need to make sure the tree is the most logical use of the tree. And I guess really the first question is, are you prepared as best you can or just ready to make a decision that takes 7200 from the county clerk?
The county clerk's office, let me point out, on the billing, the 7200 is the main billing number, but they do have two other DID or primary numbers going into their office at this time.
What's the yellow pages? How is it posted? 7200?
7200.
So
when we when you call to the courthouse, you get the clerk's number now.
Uh-huh.
And when you call previously, and I don't know when this switch was made, but used to, if you called that 7200 number, they would ask you if you wanted the, was it 7201? Anyway, they'd ask you if they wanted the auditor, press 1, and the reverse, if you wanted the collector, press 2, and so on and so forth. So that basically is how the phone tree will work whenever it is initiated. They go down the list and they'll list every office holder, right?
Yeah, it will. But the thing is, 7200 will then become basically the county's number and not the clerk's number anymore.
What, could we use a different number than the clerk? Can we make some number that nobody uses that much?
Well, you can always do that.
I have the phone book pages in front of me, and they've got county clerk and 546-7200, and then under that it says elections and voter registration 546-7202.
So they really could be transitioned to 7202 without, and we could still take the 7200. I mean, most people think when you see a 546, you're going to think of 7200 as the main courthouse number. I mean, that's just logical thinking.
After I've been here 5 years, and I call, whenever I call over here, I call 7200 if I don't know who I'm calling for.
And that really needs to go to the tree is what we need to do.
So that I'm in favor of that.
Okay.
And I don't know whether you're...
The only reservation I have is the clerk isn't here. Does she know what's happened?
Oh, it's complete blindsided her.
Okay.
Oh. Oh, you, I mean, that's... Yeah, why don't you bring John in here?
That'd be nice, Rick. All right, what other issues while we're waiting?
Well, the tree. Can I have your tree? I didn't bring my papers downstairs here.
Sure.
I was the one who was most adamantly against the plan too, Tim. So, no offense. I know you didn't take it personal.
I didn't take it personal.
I know you don't. If you remember, we just had some conversations about will people know what emergency services are versus... You want something that says sheriff, something that says...
We just don't have enough numbers to choose press this and that to include right. Everybody in a first choice number. We have to put somebody under another heading somewhere. And it's just who you want as primary headings, basically.
Since you're know how to build this now, if this doesn't work out, nothing to change it?
It's built, it's just not activated right now.
This is built as it is?
No, he actually has some differences because Darren built it to begin with as he thought
right
should be. But it's basically out there floating around in, you know, our digital space
right,
just to not... where we can just go in, make the changes, and then it can be turned on in a day or two.
Donna, let me give you up to speed here, since we kind of started this can of worms. We have toll bypass going. We have free long distance going out to the Branson side. That number now appears as caller ID on that world. And what we're trying to do is get that number to come back to an auto attendant, which we would like to use the 546-7200 number, which obviously is yours, and you also have 7202.
7202 is primarily for elections.
Right. The conversation we've been having is, from a public perspective, people would think that 7200 is a logical number to be for the main courthouse. And what we're trying to do is, with the tree, is reduce the number of phone calls, unnecessary phone calls to all departments, mm-hmm. which we think, when people sometimes think 7200 is that main number.
Mm-hmm.
Are you open to giving up 7200?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine.
Would it cost any money from a reprinting of anything from a...
No, because they'd probably call the phone tree anyway and then right. just go to be transferred.
It'd be like number...
They'd say 7202.
Well, we just say, if you want to hear a county clerk, you press 1, and then it would go right to you, and that way...
Yeah.
As long as we still... My issue is only that we still have the same number of phone lines being able to receive the same amount
Nothing
of calls.
Nothing changes there.
Yeah. Okay.
As long as we can just have 7200 as the main county number.
I don't see an issue with that. It's already the main county number. The only thing I'm concerned about is we get a large number of calls where we're hitting people's caller ID, and they're calling us to try and figure out who to send them to.
And that's why when it comes back, you would come to that tree instead of you guys. So you should see an immediate decrease in calls. Mm-hmm. You should.
Yeah, but who's going to... I guess anybody that they call, I guess, would have to deal with that.
The tree.
Whichever right. one they choose to pick.
If okay. they just hit a random number just because they don't know, then mm-hmm. whoever answers it. And you discussed putting dial zero for anybody.
Well, and that's so the dial... When you hit a phone tree, everyone, sometimes people don't want to listen to the tree. They just want to hit a number and zero it out.
Mm-hmm.
We're still thinking it may zero needs to be you. What do you think about that?
That's fine.
I mean, and if it becomes a huge ordeal, then we probably will reassign that zero, hitting zero on the phone tree would go to you. It may go to somebody else. Because right now, we won't know until we implement something like this if that fixes a problem or just, I mean, it may not fix a problem if we put, if you hit dial zero if you don't know where to go or whatever. Or
I know that we get calls transferred to us from other departments because they don't know who to send it to.
Right.
Or how to get the information, and we keep information for a lot of different entities. So
right.
it comes to us a lot of times anyway.
Well, hopefully we could see a reduction in some of the phone traffic.
That would be good.
So, I mean, that's the goal, is to reduce the unnecessary calls to your office. So.
Especially on election day.
Yeah. All right, so you're all right with us making a transition if we need to do that?
If it sounds like it's going to save us money, sure,
yeah.
And time, that'd
yeah.
be great.
Time. Thank you, Don.
Uh-huh.
Guys, did I explain it right? Anyone say anything else?
Sounds good. Thank you, Donnie. So, Tammy, if Jim mentioned changing the zero, I guess that was one thing I was trying to ask. You can change that.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We don't have
yes.
to get Century. That'll come back.
No. You've got all the programming. It's a pretty much. You can build it as you go online and kind of. It's a web-based.
It's yes. It's a web-based program. He installed the software in my computer. To access and to be able to, it's called Application Builder
mm-hmm.
for them specifically, and it's the proprietary, all that. And I would probably ask that he come and make sure that I fully understand exactly how it was. But he did spend like 4 or 5 hours with me one day when we first installed this, kind of showing me a little bit about what it can do and what it can't do. So I feel confident that we can do this in-house and we won't have to call them every time we have a change.
Good.
And make a motion that we implement the phone tree.
You want it as it sits? I mean, let me explain something. You're going to hear this, you know, thank you for calling Taney County courthouses, if this emergency, please hang up and dial 911.
Yes.
Dial 1 for county clerk. Dial 2 for emergency services. Dial 3 for court systems. Dial 4 for assessor. Dial 5 for county departments. Dial 6 for other offices. Dial 7 for first name dial directory. Or dial 0 for help.
We also have 8 and 9 that are not assigned.
Now, my question is, emergency services, I like the court system ones. I don't like emergency services.
Right.
I don't like the county department one.
Right.
Because that doesn't fix the problem. And then other offices. And so my concern is there's 22 departments that we have to have, so we can't have it all on one tree. I would like, once again, I would like the county commission up there because people are calling for the county commission a lot. I think that people are calling the collector's office a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that the people are also calling the sheriff's office a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But then you've got the other offices like the jail, the dispatch. I think if you're calling the sheriff, they may transfer to the jail. But, well, like, where does 911, where does you fall? I think it would be under...
I'm 911 administration. I'm under... the county commission, but will people put that together? And like I discussed it with Melissa with emergency management, you know, do they put us in the place that we are, or would if you're a new citizen to Taney County and you don't have
what,
a clue,
logical.
Where's
what
the logical place?
I just think the sheriff almost needs his own billing because I don't know if he'll know emergency services.
And it will go where it goes is dispatch. And it needs, if you press the
two
for emergency services, that's the number assigned when it's going to go. It will go to dispatch, not 911. It won't transfer
but
to 911.
But the dispatch will dispatch over there for the sheriff and all
they
that.
Are the ones who answer the calls. If you call their outside number, that's where it should go.
So make sure I understand this real fast. So under your plan, you dial number 2, it goes to the dispatch.
It will, yes.
And then dispatch then says it, sheriff, jail.
Yeah.
Do they know they're going to get those volume calls?
No, and that's why I laid it out for you to begin with. They're not going to want that.
No.
And so, but if it's not going to anyone, now he explained to me that if you press 2, it's going to give you these choices. It's not really going to go anywhere at that point.
Right.
Then it's going to, the little person in the phone is going to give you these choices down here. It's not if somebody presses 2 to start with, it's not going to dispatch at that point because that would just totally overwhelm them.
That was my question.
No. That's when it gives you the list.
Another tree hits.
Right.
Guys, do you think the sheriff's getting...
I think we need to do some primary situations. It's just how do you determine or who knows who the biggest volume are.
I think the collector and I think the commission have got to be in there.
Well, we've got 8 and 9 available.
So those two there.
Why can't we use 9 just for additional departments? Push 9. And just keep everybody.
Well, you have other offices. You can just leave it under other offices, well, number 6.
We can only have 8 choices under other offices.
What's wrong with having... We constantly are having Road and Bridge set in for us, transferred to us. We're constantly having Linda transferred to us. So those like the 546, 7204... If you had 4 on the, press 4 on the numbers, then it would catch Road and Bridge, us, purchasing. Well, I mean, we're all the time doing this. Anyway.
Can you take, for instance, on number 1, it's county clerk, can we say kind of a double step for county clerk and commission? And it takes you to another one, and it gives you 1 for county clerk.
We can say whatever.
You can do that, Chuck. I mean, yes. you could say, press 2 for sheriff, jail, dispatch, investigators, 911, and emergency services. And they press 2, and then that tree comes up, and they get the number. We can say whatever we want to say.
Mm-hmm. It's just like you leaving a message on your voicemail or an answering machine. We can say in that recording time, whatever you want.
So, I can tell you this. Number 1, 3, and 4 are fine. I think that's great. I mean, okay. It's county clerk, the assessor, and the court system. I think that's a great way to do that.
One thing with the assessor's list, I don't know. I do want to check with him.
Sure.
And see if any of those he doesn't want as a direct... Lines.
He may want it all go to 1 number.
Yeah.
He may want to come into one group of 2 people, 2 mm-hmm. phone numbers, and say, just answer the phone at that point.
And I haven't confirmed that with him, what he wants in that, so I do want to make sure that he gets...
You want personal property, real estate...
If he wants it broken down into his individual departments under... Because he may not want, let's say, the mappers answering any... primary first run phone calls.
Can we not combine county departments and other offices together?
We can if it's less than the 1 through 8. It has. You've got 8 choices.
I can't write in this, can I?
Yeah, you can.
Here, do you have a pencil over there, Jim? No, a pencil.
We can't choose one of them for additional offices?
You can. You just have to...
Use number 8 for that, or
I mean, if you wanted to do anybody not if you wanted to say, and if you haven't reached anyone that you've heard their office, you've got to assign somebody to answer it. I mean,
we're leaving that to Donna. We're leaving that to clerk.
Right, that's the default one.
Right.
See, that's the 0, the default.
So this is
like our office gets very few calls from outside. Ours is mostly internal, so we could be the last person on.
And that's why. That's why I put you under county departments, because you're, you know.
Could we combine both those on the same list?
Well.
Have 8 for additional departments and put those not frequently called?
No, that wasn't in our motion.
We have a bigger problem.
We've only got 8 choices under there.
You're going to have 8, 9, 10, 11. We have 11 of those other offices.
I thought I might be able to fix it, but
I don't
think I can.
We can't fix something. We have a problem.
Road and Bridge.
One more problem.
And sewer.
Don't melt down yet.
Are those departments, I mean, will they be listed whenever they talk about county offices? Will they all be under that one?
County department.
You dial that number and it'll say for Road and Bridge, dial or punch so and so.
Why don't we delegate this?
Planning and zoning, punch so and so. And then they'll reach
you. Okay. Get back to you.
When it hits their office. It's their responsibility to transfer to other offices that's in their department. Right?
I make a motion to ask Jim to work with Tammy on this.
Okay.
Get it worked out.
Second.
Okay.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Carries.
Okay, we have a biosolids problem is this. The date, it had to be dated Friday.
So the today option isn't an option?
Nope, because they assumed that it was signed Friday and resolved Friday. They just had to have a postmark by Tuesday.
Well, who's the leader now?
It's expired. Our application expired.
Okay.
Is that correct?
I'm sorry, I was...
Doodling.
No, I was listening to a message and taking notes.
This has to be postmarked Friday. Last Friday.
Somebody says that. I don't say that, but if that's true, you get a problem.
Okay.
I thought it'd be fine, you know, whenever you fill it out and date it, that's fine. As long as the resolution was passed, we could date the resolution on the date that it was passed. Unfortunately, the resolution wasn't passed until today. It was tabled last Wednesday, and I can't fix that.
See you, Gary. See you at the table where it's
off soon. Did you need anything else? Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
I mean, you can date everything today and send it in. If it's not timely, then that's a problem.
Can we go back into executive session to discuss some of this? It's contract.
Regarding this?
Isn't that going to be
just an application, is all it is. But the problem is it has to be attested. The resolution does.
No, the resolution's fine. You can do a certificate of recording officer, and that certificate, I did one a week or two ago. That's just a draft, okay?
Right.
I did a resolution with a separate sheet for the certificate of the recording officer. You could date the resolution the date you passed it, which I thought we passed it. I had Jim look, and no, you haven't passed it. It was tabled last Wednesday.
Right.
When did this come up that we had to have the change of leadership?
When I brought it up last, whatever, one Monday or Wednesday, whatever date it was.
I found out about it at the last sewer board meeting, and Mike Zimmerman said, well, I said, you never sent me a copy of the resolution. You need to send it to me. I don't think he still got it to me. I think somebody else brought it to me, and I went ahead and drafted one.
That's the reason I'd like to talk about it in an executive, if you could. I don't know whether that's your call. Can we go into executive to talk about this contract? It's a $20 million deal.
I mean, that's fine. I mean, we can. I mean, I'd rather call Zimmerman right now and see if it. Let me check the date first, if it's all right. Because if it's really the 13th.
Look.
I mean, the 13th is. No. Someone said Sunday was the last day. Yesterday. Well, yesterday was the last day. Do you have until the first business day afterward? Check on that. You need to check to see what exactly the last date is.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to.
Could I call somebody to down here to discuss some things that were? I mean, we get this date deal and we take control of it. Then I guess we can go from that point on. But I think that.
Everything we've stated is public information, so everybody knows
everything
anyway, so there's no point in going to an executive, even if it was legal to do so on this at this point.
Well, it might have, well, I'll just keep what I know to myself then, I guess. And
So nobody's, nobody's talked to Zimmerman today?
No, Zimmerman said it had to be sent off today so they could receive it by tomorrow, because the last day to receive the contract, the application was tomorrow. But there was an assumption that he made that we had actually voted on it prior to that.
Okay, so, now, wait a minute. I said nobody's talked to him, but you just sound like somebody has talked to him.
Zimmerman talked to Jillian.
Okay.
And then she just came down and says, we need a postmark on Friday. Well, I can't do that. I mean, we have non-supporting minutes that...
I mean, it wasn't passed on Friday.
It wasn't passed on Friday.
If it was passed on Friday, we can date the resolution the date it was passed.
Well, why don't we make a motion to pass it today? It's the last working day. If it's the 15th, they know we're not going to be here on Sunday, and we get the next working day.
We just approved it, though.
If there's nothing we can do, then...
There's nothing we can do.
Nothing we can do, then we go ahead and send it in like Bob was suggesting and see if it goes. But the grant itself is all right?
No, everything...
It's an application.
The application.
No, I'm sorry, the application is all right. I mean, there's nothing wrong with the application.
I don't think there's... I didn't fill out the application. I didn't see it before 5-10 minutes ago.
Well, Zimmerman filled out the application just like he did the year previous.
Right.
So it's the same application, same numbers, the $8.8 million for the total project, all that. So
the resolution, I think, is I've got one on my computer that actually has our name in there, Taney County, instead of insert governing body here. And I did a second page where you get the certificate of the recording officer saying, you know, this is duly passed.
And what's Ben Giller, was he the guy before?
Yeah, on the other application.
I have no idea what David's doing or anything else. I mean, this isn't me.
Ask for a recess here if Jim's gone.
Right, recess.
Two minutes.